I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 823, Makarios. Bless you. We say that when someone sneezes, but there's got to be more to being blessed than that. I mean, what is it that makes a blessed life? Or how can you find it? How can you get it? How can you live in it? And certainly, how can you keep it? Today, let's talk about Makarios. As you may know, this podcast is called The Two Greatest, or T2G, because Jesus was once asked to give the greatest commandment, and he really gave two, but they're related. He said the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor that way. Here we want Jesus to live a life of love through us. And you know what? When we live that way, well, spoiler alert, that's the blessed life. The Greek word for blessed is Makarios. There was an island off of Greece called the Makarios Island. It was known as the Blessed Island because it was self-contained. The residents didn't need to leave the island in order to get their needs met. The island offered everything that was needed. The natural resources of the Blessed Island were so thick, so rich, so fruitful, so productive, that everything they needed to enjoy in their lives was already built in. These inhabitants of the island were self-sustained, self-contained. They didn't need to run to another island to get their needs met. The Blessed Island provided everything they needed. Man, I think there's a clue there for us. All of the stuff that we get is outside. The new car, the new house, the new money are all fine, but they're all extra. They're all bonus. In the biblical world of being blessed, you should be okay simply being on the island. Just being in the kingdom with the king ought to put you in a blessed location. In fact, one of the ways to know that you aren't blessed yet, in the biblical sense, is that you keep having to leave the island to have fun. But when we stay on the island with God, the island of his kingdom and peace, we crave our communion with him and we find our joy. The blessed person finds his or her sufficiency in Jesus. As you think about your life, would you say you're blessed? And if so, how? Would you say your blessings come from the things outside, what you have, or from the Lord who lives inside? We tend to equate the prosperous life with the blessed life, but not so fast. You remember what Jesus said? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Okay, if that's the blessed life, most people are not signing up for that. But that kind of understanding is exactly backwards. Jesus isn't saying, try to be a mourner. Try to get yourself persecuted, and then you'll be blessed. No, that's not it. He's saying, these folks are already blessed. They're already loved. They're already beloved of God. They don't have to do anything to get it. They already have it because they have God. When that's what it means to be blessed, we have a whole new view of the good life. Here's the great question. If someone asked you to explain how your life is blessed, what would you point to and why? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Thank you, God, for your amazing power and your work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purposes. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you are always with us and never will leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we can have freedom in life. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, and for all that you've given. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you. We need you this day and every day. And we praise and give thanks to you alone. We are blessed. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 824. And in the meantime, Makarios was a common Greek word. It appears about 50 times in the New Testament. Now, sometimes it's translated happy, and you can translate it happy as long as you recognize that it means more than just a great, wonderful, warm feeling of well-being because you're in a good mood. This word describes a person who enjoys a special privilege of some kind, a desirable position that we recognize as a good reason to be happy. We're fortunate, we're blessed because of God who's given himself to us. Revelation 19:9 serves as our invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It says, "Blessed are all who are invited to the grand party that kicks off our eternity of unending joy and love." Brothers and sisters, we are Makarios.